In New York City yesterday, workers at fast food restaurants across the city went on strike. They are demanding higher wages and the right to unionize. Burger King, McDonald's, other fast food chains saw protests sounding like this one. Here's NPR's Margot Adler.
A group of demonstrators in the middle of holiday craziness right near Macy's and Penn Station.
When you're walking in purpose, you're not alone. And these workers are not alone.
About 100 protesters stand in front of a Burger King. Raymond Lopez works at a McDonald's 9 blocks away. The minimum wage is $7.25 an hour.
Many people who work in this industry, no matter what brand they work for, when they're making $7.25, they have to rely on food stamps and other government help.
Lopez makes $8.75 an hour, but he's a shift manager. He does two other jobs. For most workers, wages have been stagnant for years. These fast food workers want $15 an hour. In a Reuters news story, a McDonald's advisor said, "There goes the dollar meal." High turnover has always made organizing fast food workers difficult. Bernard Baumol is an economist with the Economic Outlook Group in Princeton, New Jersey. He says given the number of out-of-work workers,
there is no incentive for companies to ramp up wages. And until there is greater clarity on what the economic outlook is going to be, this situation will only continue.
Still, some say this is the first wage protest by fast food workers from multiple restaurants. Of course, it's happening in a city where costs are sky high and unions are strong. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.